Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss pop queens and their makeup lines, Miley's never-ending summer vacation, if the sound of a heartbeat is actually pa-dum-pa-dum, and what an AI-generated Psychobabble episode would sound like. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Good morning, Tyler Oakley.
Hi. Oh my gosh.
Hi.
Good. Hello. Hi. Salutations to my sweetie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm definitely here, and you, I'm definitely alive.
Can you do a sexy late night radio love light voice?
Hi.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Tyler.
Wait, is my name still Tyler?
It could be whatever you want.
Hello, everyone. If you thank you for choosing to listen, and welcome
to late night Psychobabble.
Oh,
those noises you're doing.
Yeah.
So a lot of the characters in the new Zelda video game, when they're not actually like voiced scenes, like, and it's just like text reading.
Oh, when it's when you're dialoguing.
Yes, you're like paging through the chat, and they're very literally that, and it drives
that's
me
all Zelda
nuts.
It's that's like all Zelda's all sexy. Time, all the time. Because do you not remember in Breath of the Wild the fairies?
Well, they were very orgasmic, I believe.
Oh! Ooh! Ooh! Is what they're doing.
You give
the
good
whole
fairy.
Time. Thank you. And it's like when I'm upgrading my armor and that's all I hear for an hour straight, it's like, okie dokie.
Oh!
And when I'm selling my meat in the market at that woman town, it's
you
like
you sell meat in the market?
I sell meat in the market.
What
yes.
Do you think? You're the butcher's boy, bitch?
I think so. I think I'm giving butcher's, I'm channeling butcher's boy. Well, if I'm selling meat in the market in the woman's town, I'm in drag.
Why don't you eat the meat? Why are you selling meat in the market?
The meat in the market is the best way to make money in the game.
You have a plethora of meat to give to the market?
Oh, yes, baby. Yes. Prime meats. I'm a meat girl.
And you've gone too far?
Yes.
Are you singing Rich Girl?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm a meat girl.
Sucking on chili dogs. You know about what? That?
You straight people really love the version of that song that's just 5 minutes of
sucking on chili dogs. I know. Well, everyone has their things. Their things that they enjoy.
I recently saw a TikTok of someone doing it at a karaoke.
I saw that too.
And I would have left the bar. I would have booed I would have booed and said,
no,
save,
I think you
save this for your bedroom TikTok, sir.
I think you would have liked it. And honestly, not everyone has seen, has heard and seen the original. And so I think people enjoyed it because they thought it was original.
I don't want to skit at karaoke. I already got
I don't want karaoke. I don't want karaoke.
Do you want Kellyoke?
No, I don't. Well, from afar, maybe. I don't want to do... Ooh, that's a fun theme for karaoke. Everyone goes and sings Kelly Clarkson songs only.
That's what her show is called.
No, Kellyoke is when Kelly Clarkson sings any other songs.
But we're having a themed party night called Kellyoke?
Tyler-oke. Tyler Oakley. Sucking out. Where you have to do, where you have to do karaoke of... Q&A
episodes.
Full Q&A videos, Q and slays
of AI created episodes of the podcast. Should we let AI create an episode for us?
I've been doing that on my end. What have you been doing? Am I is this AI talking to AI? Probably.
Next time we are both out of town or something, or one of us is traveling, let's just do an AI episode.
People are doing that these days. You know about AI? Artificial intelligence.
I've heard about it. I saw a TikTok of it. I saw an AI TikTok of Biden with boobs selling Bud Light.
Yes, and that's
and it
what
sounded
we mean.
Just like him.
Well, was he sucking on chili dogs?
Babe, no way.
Oh, sorry. That was the AI coming out.
I also saw a TikTok of somebody who went to a redacted concert and they ate a hot dog during every era.
Okay.
Sorry, it was a top of mind since you insist on talking about hot dogs in this episode.
Well, you know, when they said sucking on chili dogs, it's not even about chili dogs. It's about those are
wiener.
Those are ice cream things.
What?
Yes, chili as in cold.
No.
Yes, and go do a Google. Do a quick Google.
I'm very familiar with John Cougar Mellencamp.
I'm really not, so it's okay.
Do you prefer hot dogs, chili dogs, or coney dogs?
Or
corn dogs?
I don't like chili dogs. I do like corn dogs. I don't know if I've ever had a... What was the other one?
Coney dog?
I don't think I've ever had a Coney dog. I don't.
You're
really
from Michigan. We're very big into Coney Island.
No.
It's all loose meat on top of your dog, baby.
I've never been to Coney Island. Comey, 2012.
I can't believe you've never had a Coney dog.
When are we gonna get to the bottom of Comey? Who is? Wait, hold on. Coney. Coney? Comey? Who's who? Who's the guy with the pandemic vibes?
Did you say?
What's his name? Carney.
James Comey?
Comey? No, yeah. I'm talking about who is the guy who's all CDC? Fauci. Comey 2012.
No. Comey. We're not going back to this.
Well, it's been a decade. Where are they now?
We just talked about this.
Well, who could ever know, really? People are hopping in, hopping out. It doesn't matter.
Are you using last week's list today?
What?
You really are AI Tyler.
I'm malfunctioning. Help! Speaking of malfunctioning.
I was going to let you.
You know who's been malfunctioning?
Lady Gaga.
Sure, take me there.
No, I had a question.
You brought her up.
I know. I had a very important question.
We're in the last 500 days until the Joker 2.
I saw 500 days. Jesus. I saw one of them Twitters. It's like Pop Crave, Pop something. They were all Gaga making a big announcement.
Oh, and you know what it was going to be, and then it turned out to be.
What? Yeah, I would like to. I didn't follow. I saw it and I thought couldn't have been that big of an announcement if I didn't.
Well, it was giving like, remember when Beyonce was like, tomorrow on Good Morning America, Beyonce with a never before told secret. And it was like she's spending a week being vegan.
And then it
that's
was.
That's what the announcement was.
Fergie doing cartwheels.
No, or Britney Spears, Good Morning America, when she was at the historic Coney Island store? No, the historic Castro district for a once in a lifetime performance.
So
you don't want to miss it.
So
see
wait.
You soon. Would you hold it against me?
Did she make an announcement or not?
Her announcement was that House Labs.
No, in the I don't UK, care. Yep, okay, yep, moving yep. right
well,
along.
Well, you asked. She announced that House Labs in the UK will be sold exclusively in Sephora. Which, you know what? If I had a makeup brand and I landed an exclusivity deal with Sephora, I would say, I've got a big announcement coming tomorrow. I would tweet the same thing. So if anybody's all upset that she's all, you know, hyping up what she's excited about slash making money with, then what would you do if it was you?
I just don't care about...
If it was you.
Okay, John Keone.
John Comey? Fauci?
You don't know John Keone's?
No.
You've never seen What Would You Do?
What would you do if it was you?
It was like that, some sort of show.
Oh, when lesbians are all like, hey,
and it's like,
hey, don't treat her like that. She's a bisexual. Or something, you know?
Yes.
You are bisexual.
Yes. Yes.
I'm only paraphrasing.
Come on, John Keone's.
That's his name?
Yes, with a Q.
What would you do?
If I had a makeup brand, I just couldn't care less about pop girlies with makeup lines.
Okay, well, you hate to see women succeed. Let's just put it that way.
I'm a woman against women.
Oh, so you want women artists to be on the road shilling their music for their fans until their dying day? That's what you want?
Yes, getting ready in a locker room, to quote Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I was gonna bring it up. Would you get ready in a locker room?
I have.
Right. Would you fold your couture?
Listen, when I was homecoming king in high school.
Oh, you know what? We hit our quota. He had to bring it up.
I had to get ready in a locker room.
While we're on the topic, we watched Never Been Kissed last night, which we watched many, many times. Okay.
Okay.
Starring
Josie
Barrymore as the fumbling Josie Grossi. that flick is fun. However, there are so many issues that I have with it that it's almost like, okay, so you're telling me the emotion. Okay, spoilers for Never Been Kissed.
Should one of us try to go back to high school?
Which one? I'll do it.
Do you think, which one of us do you think could make it?
I did a video. I did a whole month of videos about going back to Michigan.
We're at our quota.
and one of the videos was I was speaking at my high school for like they have a thing called Be Excellent Day. And where it's like they're teaching you how to be a better human, and they have a guest speaker, and it's like, you know, the Harlem Globetrotters come in and they do a couple tricks and they inspire whatever. That year it was me, and I was all chirp, 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 chirp. Anyway, walking around my high school, you think that you don't feel old until you walk around your high school and see what a sophomore looks like. I am telling you what, I have never felt more decrepit, and that was like 10 years ago. So, have you been in a high school recently?
No.
Yeah, I don't think either of us could get away with it. Neither could Drew Barrymore. No offense to Drew. Neither could, what's that man from Scream?
Who?
David Arquette.
Oh, he's in it? Oh, he's her brother.
Yeah, and they say something about, oh, he's 23. And I looked at Hudson and I said, 23! That movie is ludicrous. Ridiculous. Outrageous.
Is Ludacris in it?
No, but James Franco is.
Speaking of Scream.
No.
Did you see Ghostface did an ASMR with a knife on TikTok?
No, I didn't, but good for him. Knife Face can do a TikTok with the ASMR, but Gaga can't sell a lip gloss?
Ghostface got their TikTok banned for doing an ASMR with a knife.
Okay, well, valid.
What, you can't just drag a knife across things? You get in trouble?
I don't know the rules, really. I know that, well, once I got kicked off of TikTok Live because I said that I was going to get stoned. I saw, yeah. And I showed a bong.
And someone reported you?
Somebody reported me. So now I have to be all, I'm gonna go bleep with a bleep, and I'm gonna get a little bleep if anybody wants to come get bleep with me.
Oh, wow. Redacted.
Yeah, I did feel redacted in that time, in that moment. So did he repeal? Did he appeal? What is it, repeal or appeal?
I don't know.
Is anybody going to look into his account? Is he?
Does anybody even? Does anybody really know the words?
Does anybody really know the words? You know about that?
He'll be back for Scream 7, baby.
Oh, well, great. Finally. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Wait, we never really talked about the getting ready in a locker room.
Oh my God.
So Miley has announced that she's not going on tour with this album. First of all, great, wonderful. It should never be an expectation that anybody has to do any part of the like typical lineup of promotion of their music.
Don't get me started on concerts doing a encore.
So
wasting everybody's time with this fake I'm walking off stage for 30 seconds.
I agree.
Me be up later than I want to be. Shut up and sing.
One more song. It's like, okay, she hasn't done the climb yet. Of course she's going to come back out. Come on.
Yeah, wasting my time. I've already been standing for hours.
So, okay, Miley said she's not going to go on tour. She's prioritizing her mental health. She doesn't want to get ready in locker rooms. She said her couture does not fold. And for all of these reasons, she's out. And
she's probably just going to do Vegas residency.
Either way, good for her. I saw somebody on my timeline complaining that she's not going on tour. And I wanted to be like, oh my God, you think of these people as not people. Like, take a step back, view it as a human, understand what would you do if you have just released endless summer vacation and you didn't want to go on tour, would you go on tour?
Baby, the title is the answer. She's not touring. She's having an endless summer vacation.
And good for her. She said, you know what she said? This album already hit number one. And she said, this single has already been a record-breaking single. Right. Bitch, I don't need to tour it.
She's like, I'm going to be the most played song of the year.
Is she?
Not on my Spotify, but probably on Billboard's.
I think my Spotify is going to be... I have way too many skits that I do every day that require a single specific song. So my Spotify top plate is going to be Lip Gloss, Lil Mama.
Why don't you just pay the extra $5, get a family account, and then use
have a family account.
And then use like one of the family account profiles for your playtings.
My playtings? My embarrassing moments?
Yes.
That's an idea.
Speaking of music.
What?
Do you fucking like this Kylie Minogue song?
I haven't heard it yet, but I've only seen everyone talking about it. Oh my God, Corey introduced me to the notes feature on Instagram.
Baby, I've only had it for like 2 months. I was just like you. I used to not even know what was going on.
Well, now I'm seeing what people are saying. It's like AOL AIM instant message.
Yes, away status.
Messages. Oh, bitch. I was all... Hey everyone, I'm here. I just got this feature. Anyway,
yeah.
I saw it because Corey posted a screenshot saying that all the gays' Instagram statuses were... What is it?
This is my problem with the song. Well, actually, I have a list. Should we start?
start at the top, go to the bottom.
The song, I don't know how... it's called Padum, I think is how you pronounce it. Padum, padum. Which is how she thinks a heartbeat sounds. Because in the lyrics of the song, it's very, my heart, padum, padum. Do you think that that's how you fucking spell the noise that a heart makes?
I don't know. I've never used one of stethoscopes.
Let me call Dr. Meredith Gray.
Have you ever used a stethoscope?
Let me get Christina Aguilera.
Hey, is it called a stethoscope that I'm even thinking about?
I was going to say Christina Yang. I don't know why I said Christina Aguilera. Let me get Christina Yang on the phone. She loves hearts.
Christina Aguilera has a heart. Why are you trying to say that Christina Aguilera doesn't have a heart?
So if your heart were to make a sound... Furter.
Yeah, so you saw Cocaine Bear, didn't you?
Yes, I fell asleep, but I got the gist.
When they hold up the little thing to her mouth and she's all, bear.
I think I slept through that part.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. It's a really thrilling moment.
She goes,
bear. 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 Anyway,
so are you gonna listen to Padum Padum?
I added it to my playlist, but I haven't listened to the full song yet.
Well, I went into a deep dive of Kylie Minogue's discography because in my head I was like, does she even have 10 songs that I like? And you know what I discovered when I was in the rabbit hole? Are you familiar with the song The Locomotion?
Do the locomotion with me. Come on, baby. Do the locomotion. Yeah, that's Kylie.
I did not know that was Kylie Minogue until yesterday.
The first Kylie Minogue song I ever heard or knew about was that one.
Can't get you out of my head.
Yes, and let me tell you, it was all 97.5. 101.7, 103.3, 105.3, all of them were nonstop playing that. And I was over it. I was sick of it. And I didn't know who she was or what she was about. It was the same moment as Still My Sunshine. and like, I just thought that moment of radio was bad. I was morally against it. I was not turning the radio on because every time I turned the radio on, it was something like that. And so I was very... against her.
What were you until doing? Burning CDs and listening to them through your tape deck in your car?
Yes. No. Yes. 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 No. Yes. Yes. No. And so, like, I didn't get into Kylie Minogue until I lived in San Francisco. And
Time
Aphrodite,
Bomb?
The Aphrodite album came out. And, oh, bitch, start to finish, it is an iconic masterwork.
Well, I'll give it a whirl today because I don't think I love a lot of her songs, but I do
listen
love
to
Locomotion.
The Aphrodite album. I'm telling you what, the Aphrodite album is zero skips.
How many of your parents' weddings did they play the Locomotion at?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you think it was big at all weddings or just like Midwest, Michigan?
Well, you know, it's
90s
it's giving big
wedding,
big train.
Come out, do the Locomotion with me.
You know, it's giving Pete Buttigieg a transportation. What is he in charge of?
Are you saying that because it's called Locomotion that it's affiliated with locomotives?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Was there a train dance?
Choo-choo. You know about choo-choo?
No, I'm talking Drops of Jupiter.
Drops of Jupiter? You know Drops of Jupiter is a cursed song of my high school.
No.
Yes, you do know this.
From Train?
Yes. Yes. Everybody that's ever sang it at the
talent show
Kinawa,
Lost.
At the Kinawa Middle School.
Are they still singing
what
it?
What is it called?
Anybody that's ever sang it.
It's not called the Lollapalooza because that's the other middle school's singing show. Ours was called, I forget what it was called. Anyway, anybody that's ever sang it messed up the lyrics. And it happened multiple years in a row. And so everyone knew, don't sing Drops of Jupiter. It's cursed in these halls. It's cursed, honey. What? Yes.
Great.
So you cool. Better watch your back. You better watch it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey.
Hey.
Did you hear about the world's oldest dog celebrating its birthday this week?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Can you guess how old it is?
14. I didn't get an invite. Did older, you get an invite?
Older, baby. Older than 14.
It's 28.
Older. Older than 28.
35.
31. This
world's
dog,
oldest dog.
World's oldest dog alive and world's oldest dog ever, but at the same okay. time.
Well, we don't know that, but okay.
I know. That's what I remember.
We don't know. Honestly, we don't know either, but okay.
I'm like, okay, Guinness Book, you think you know.
Yeah, okay. So what kind of dog is it? What serving what? Chihuahua?
Well, I looked at the pictures. It looks like a pretty plain brown dog, medium sized.
Okay.
Its name's B-O-B-I. Do you think it's Bobby? I don't know. This dog lives in Portugal. They could pronounce it anyway.
Booby, actually. Boy, boy.
And can you believe Bobby had two near-death experiences and it's still alive at 31?
Okay.
Do you want to know what the first near-death experience was?
What?
Well, Bobby's mom had gave birth to Bobby and his siblings, and the family was all, we have too many animals. So they killed all of Bobby's siblings, but some kid saved Bobby's life and was like, not today, Satan. And now Bobby's okay. 31 years old.
Is this pro-life propaganda? What are you feeding us right now?
And back in 2019, he had a little health scare, but seems to be doing pretty well for 31.
What was the health scare?
I was just having some trouble breathing and he collapsed a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, great. So are you mad you weren't invited to the birthday party? Do you have nothing to
I've never been to a dog birthday party. Have you?
You have a dog. You don't throw your dog a birthday party?
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't. I mean, we... Like,
were you invite
other dogs? Were you invite other dogs and you have, like, cake and stuff? No. But we do celebrate independently of the outside world.
And what, does he get extra kisses that day? More snugs?
All of the above.
Of a toy to chew the squeaker out of?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. He just got some really cute new toys. He's been loving them. A little raccoon, a little squirrel, and a turtle.
Wow, brag. Bobby doesn't have any toys.
Who is Bobby? Oh, the old fuck? The old fuck? You know what? All he's had in his life
How
is
old
toys.
Are you? How old are you?
I'm 34.
Okay, you're Bobby's
That
age.
Dog will never catch up with me. That dog will never be me. That dog has never been me.
Well, you and Bobby are closer in age than me and you.
Okay. Alrighty.
Facts are facts, America.
Fags are fags. Speaking of fags, hey, did you hear about the Dodgers?
Oh my God. No, we're not talking about that.
Is this old news by now? Although I do kind of have something to say about, you know, we're coming into Pride Month. Keep your eyes open for fake allies. If anybody has LGBTQ plus queer rainbow shit for sale, and then at the slightest disturbance of a freakazoid on the internet claiming that it's groomer material, they get rid of it.
Are you talking about Target?
That's called a fake ally. That's called, when push comes to shove, they cave to homegrown terrorist white supremacists.
Homophobia.
That's called a fake ally. So keep a lookout.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom called Target a fake ally.
Yeah, as they should.
They took down the Live Laugh Lesbian shirt.
Did they really?
I read the article on CNN and it just said that they took away the products that were getting the most complaints.
Well, I saw that they were really complaining that one thing was made by a Satanist and blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, hold on. I also saw yesterday everyone all upset about the Dodgers are allowing the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to come and be honored at the Dodgers Pride
honey.
Night. Meanwhile, they're all like, oh my God, it's an insult to Catholicism. It's an insult to the Catholic religion. It's a blah, 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 blah. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Just yesterday, more than 1,900 minors were abused by people in the Catholic Church in Illinois over almost 7 decades, the Office of the State's Attorney General said on Tuesday in an investigative report. I feel like every month there is a new report of decades long of abuse in a certain city or a certain state by the Catholic Church, covered up by the Catholic Church. I am so over the, Republicans or that segment of people claiming a look over there at like all the LGBTQ plus community saying that we're groomers, they're groomers, blah, 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 when they have nothing to say about the Catholic Church.
Right.
Nothing.
There's
nothing.
Every
single month
evidence.
There is a new report about it with substantiated evidence, with credible sources accumulated over decades, and none of them are ever drag queens. None of them are ever LGBTQ plus organizations. It's always the Catholic Church. I'm sick of it.
Babe, try being raised in that.
I was raised in that.
Yeah. Fucked up.
Anywho's all.
Fucked
so,
up.
So, like, that's all. So, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me listening to the new Kelly Oakley. No.
Ooh.
Kelly Clarkson.
There's totally a Kelly Oakley out there. I feel like I've got
a
cousin.
Yes. I'm going to be listening to the new Kelly Clarkson song because I love it.
Is there a new one? Padam, yeah. Padam?
No, I'm listening to that. I'm not listening to Padum Padum. I'm listening to You're My Favorite Kind of High.
Okay. Hey, that's great. That's cool.
It's so good.
That's cool. That's cool.
Do you want me to ask you what you're up to or something?
I'm up to nothing. My computer's broke this week, so it's getting repaired. And all streams are canceled until it's fixed. And so I've been kind of just
emergency fix my sick computer.
Well, on Monday, I tried to stream and my computer exploded 3 times during stream. Like it was like froze and restart. I'm like, oh girl, she's going through something.
You stream, I stream. We all stream for ice cream.
I've always said that.
You do say that.
I can't stop saying that, actually. Hey, you were going to bring up something about Heidi in Closet tweeted something today.
Oh, did you want to talk about Drag Race? Not really.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
No, I said, did you watch the episode last week and then watch Untucked? Heidi was very telling Candy Muse she's quitting.
You know what? If I were feeling my stuff and not feeling celebrated, if I knew I was delivering but not feeling celebrated, but then I saw other people like getting away with stuff that other people were getting critiqued for, if I saw a production-heavy season happening before my eyes and stories being told within the season to the audience that was not aligned with what I was seeing with my very own eyes, I would feel frustrated too. However, I would also have a bit of sense to me that, like, okay, I am here to showcase what I can do, and it's not always going to align with what production is up to and not always going to align with what, you know, TV show wants to show. This is, like, a completely subjective experience to the producers of the show. It's not like Amazing Race where, like, they can change what place you get in post. Like, it's just things can be edited to look a certain way in Drag Race. People can look like they are excelling or not excelling based on how they want to edit it. And the critiques can be off or on based on like what they want to say about each person or what storyline they want to wrap up or who they want to have a redemption. So if I were witnessing that in real time, I would be frustrated too. Would I want to quit? No, because I would understand that playing the game of TV is part of what you signed up for. And if you want to showcase your drag on the biggest stage possible, then that is your decision on if you want to play that game of the TV show.
Yeah, I just think it's like,
I mean, it sucks.
If you're claiming favoritism or unfair judging, it's just like looking around the room and what world is she not going to be around to the top four, at least?
Well, a world where they're in charge of who gets sent home. So maybe she's all, I don't know.
Snervous.
Snervicals.
Yeah.
I don't know. But with the fame games, it would almost be kind of like a serve for her to be like, I'm going to leave the competition now because I don't agree with what the judges are up to. I would love to leave it up to the audience at home. You will see my looks. You will decide if I'm the winner of the Fame Games. I'm out of here.
It's just a big difference in money for me. And also, I mean, I get prioritize your mental health and yeah.
I mean, if I were somebody who knew that they were angling for me to not make it to the final four, though I do agree with you that I'm like, I think Heidi will make it very far, so
it's not like plus she's got low critiques.
Yeah, I mean, with that said, I do think her looks have been good.
But then what I was just going to say was like, and with Fame Games, I get what you're saying, but like there's no guarantee that people aren't just going to vote for their favorite and not actually base it on the looks, which is definitely what will happen.
Of course.
But I will say I do enjoy the last moments of Untucked where we get to see the looks. I think that's fun.
Yeah, and there's obviously so much more to staying in the competition. Like, you get to participate in the challenges and showcase what you can do comedy-wise and acting-wise and blah, 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 and truly sell, like, your vibe as a queen that people might want to meet. That's, like, that has value to it, too. So,
You might.
I don't know.
Something.
I've been seeing a lot of like, what's her name, Naysha?
Yeah.
Roscoe's clips of Naysha going off. Oh my gosh. At what point are people like nervous about the NDA? Because it seems like people should be, some of these queens.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I think I said this in a, I don't know if I said it in an episode, but I definitely texted it to you a while ago. I said anytime, I think it was when the regular season was airing, I'm like, anytime I see a clip of queens at Roscoe's, they all just seem like they're miserable, like complaining about production or complaining about something that they thought wasn't shown right. And it's just like, ugh, I can't hit swipe up fast enough.
Yeah, it does come across a little like bitter Betty hour. It's the bitter Betty hour over at Roscoe's every week.
Tea. All right, that's all I had to say.
All right.
Where is Roscoe's? Chicago?
Who knows?
Is it like an eagle where there's one in every city?
I think it is something like that. I think there's multiple. But I think there's one central location because I saw a TikTok that was like, if your favorite queen is scheduled to perform at Roscoe's this week, there's a 28% chance that she's getting eliminated. Or like, not a 28, a high percentage chance that she's getting eliminated that week. So like, yeah. But that was maybe during the regular season. I don't know about this season. Anyway. Cool.
Gruel.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.